Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and there's Jerry, and this is Short Stuff in the House. Let's talk.
You know what song I've been singing all day?
I do know, and I really hope you won't sing it, because I've been trying to get it out of my head.
Really? Do you think it's the same one?
It's got to be, because it's basically about this.
Well, it's got to be. Was it from the 60s and
yes,
then an 80s metal band covered it?
Let's just not talk about it any further.
All right, we won't.
Because that is what this is about, exactly.
That's right. And we're talking about, and this is a shorter article from our old buddy Dave Ruse from the HowStuffWorks.com website.
That's right.
And it's about... I don't even want to say the word now, but it's about when you enter an establishment and there may be words printed on poster board that say, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yeah. Yeah. Written by Vinny, apparently.
Yeah. Get out of my pizzeria.
On the other hand, it might say shirt and shoes are required, but the upshot is this. And do you know what inspired me to pick this one?
I have no idea.
This is the exception that proves the rule.
Right.
So the exception is that there are places where you can't enter without shoes or a shirt. They won't give you service, meaning that it implies other places you could be without a shirt or shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At any rate, ipso facto, there is a strange backstory to the no shirt, no shoes, no service placard. And that is that apparently it was created not, okay, so it wasn't created, but it exploded in popularity in response to dirty hippies in the late 60s and early 70s.
Yeah, and I love the research behind this because there's two things at work in this How Stuff Works article. Dave got in touch with the, well, he didn't get in touch with the first one, but there's something called the Society of Barefoot Living.
Mm-hmm.
No surprise.
Society for Barefoot Living.
Oh, what'd I say, of?
Yeah, they're not even just of. They're actually actively trying to to promote it.
It's like, we're of it, but you should be for it.
Right.
So we went to their blog, and he found that these placards, they say, didn't exist until 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they really sort of took off because of hippies. So Dave, researcher that he is, reached out to an author named William Rohrbaugh, author of something called a book, I guess, called American Hippies.
Mm-hmm.
He's from the University of Washington and said, hey, is it true that these placards started sprouting up because of hippies? And it sounds like his answer was basically, yeah, sure.
He's like, yes, it's true. Leave me alone.
He wasn't very emphatic about it. He was just like, kind of like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, he was, and he basically made the point. He was like, this is not, like, they didn't create these to put out hippies. It just so happens that Rohrbaugh came from or grew up in a coastal Florida town, and he was like, we had these signs long before hippies, but they were pretty much relegated to coastal Florida towns with beaches. Because it was a lot more formal back then. That's not usually the case now. If you could walk into a beach bar in Florida, they don't care what you're wearing or not wearing. But in the 50s, you said, people were more formal. So these things did exist, but it wasn't until the hippies came along that they really started popping up all over the country in businesses that wanted to keep hippies out, and this was a really easy way to do it.
I thought we had sort of a nod and a wink agreement to not say the S word, and you already said it.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
What did
it's
I
hard
say?
Not to. Well, you said the S word.
I know, but where did I say it? Can we crop it out?
Just in the middle of that sentence.
Oh, man. So which sentence? I'll redo the sentence. I really
no,
didn't want to say
that's
it.
That's okay. That's okay. We just won't sing it.
Okay.
I
can't believe I screwed things up this badly, Chuck. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But the same author, I think, points out that even though he was seeing these placards up in Florida in the 1950s, when things are more formal, that you go to Florida today, something that you may see occasionally even, which is the attitude is And sometimes they'll even have this posted. No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Welcome to my pizzeria.
Yeah, Vinny moved to Florida.
Yeah, with your toes. Bring them in.
Yeah. So, right, because he was saying that the culture was more formal back then in the 50s, which is why they would have a mini billboard in their window that said, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yeah, but now it's Margaritaville. It's Jimmy Buffett style.
Right.
You can go in there with your flip-flops on, no problem.
Right. So if you looked at some of these squares of cardboard that were in a window, it just doesn't matter anymore now. If you looked at some of these signs, especially back in the 50s or in the 60s or 70s, they would say something probably like by order of the health department.
Right.
And it turns out that this was a bald-faced lie, as dirty a lie as the hippies' feet were dirty. And I think we'll talk about that right after a break. Huh, Chuck?
That sounds like a great cliffy.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Stuff you should know.
Like, I'm never going to live this down in my own mind. I'm so disappointed in myself.
That's okay. You didn't say.
And just you saying it's okay doesn't make it okay. It's not okay.
You didn't say long-haired freaky people need not apply.
Yeah, we just might as well just let it all hang out now.
I actually like that song.
Do you?
Well, sure, I do. I think it's kind of fun.
Do you like the original or the Tesla version more?
Well, I was into Tesla for a little while because as a just learning guitar player in high school, Tesla had some really great guitar songs, good licks. I never saw Tesla in concert or anything. I wasn't that deep, but I liked the music videos that they aired. The Five Man Electrical Band, the original version, has this really great intro before it slows down into the song that I really, really like. Still around, and they're Canadian.
Okay. I'll bet they like Gordon Lightfoot.
I hope this makes up for my Gordon Lightfoot comments.
I don't know if it's going to, but it's a good start, I'll bet, Canada says.
I love Rush, too.
Sure. Who doesn't love Rush? I mean, you'd have to be crazy not to like Rush.
Absolutely.
So I said something about the health department in saying that, no, you can't come in without a shirt or shoes. It's just dirty, and we're the health department, so we don't truck to that kind of thing. And apparently it's not the case, because the Society for Barefoot Living...
Of course they did.
They went to the trouble of writing to every health department in the country, every state health department, so 50 different health departments they wrote a letter to, probably a form letter. I'm sure they didn't personalize each one from scratch. But they got responses from them, and they posted them on their site that says, to a health department, no, there's no law whatsoever saying that a customer can or can't enter a an establishment with or without shoes or a shirt. That's just not a law anywhere in the United States.
Yeah. They're like, if you work there, you got to wear shoes.
Yeah.
And a shirt. I think it's just called proper attire.
Yeah. No one wants a chest hair in their pizza.
No. That's much less Vinny's. That's right. Not what you want.
Yeah.
Especially Vinny in Florida, because then it smells like cocoa butter.
And it's muggy.
But the health department doesn't care what the people that dine there are doing. They're concerned about the people running the business.
Mm-hmm.
Who does care about ensuring rights is the U.S. federal government, and depending on who you are in this country
mm-hmm.
and when this was. But the 1964 Federal Civil Rights Act basically said, hey, if you got a business, you got a hotel, you got a store or restaurant, you can't say someone's got to leave because of their religion or their race or color or their national origin.
What about their shoes?
And then the Americans with Disabilities Act then extended that, of course, to people with disabilities. And certain states have gotten on board with extending those rights to all Americans. But the federal government has still not gotten on board with extending those rights to all Americans.
Right. Again, though, what about the shoes? And the upshot of it is this. You can, as a business owner, require certain forms of attire and be well within your legal rights to tell people they can't come in, as long as you're not just applying it to one protected group and not all people.
Right.
That's the key. So if you're just like, Irish have to wear shoes, everybody else is fine, you're going to get in trouble if you do that. At the very least, the Irish are going to be mad at you because they'll be like, what? Yeah. What did we do? But that's pretty much the key to the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's it. That's the end, huh?
I have got nothing else. I'm wearing slippers right now.
Yeah, me too. Are you wearing socks with your slippers?
No. What kind of slippers are you wearing these days, though?
Sashiwashi slippers.
Okay.
They're Japanese.
Sounds Japanese.
But they're really nice and comfortable cloth slippers.
I have gotten into these Olukai products in general. This is going to make me seem aged now, but I have my Olukai spring and summer slippers that aren't super hot.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was also, we went to, took our first trip to the Bahamas
mm-hmm.
over the holidays, and I found myself in a predicament when it comes to, and this kind of dovetails with this episode, as far as like beach wear
mm-hmm.
and like how you got to dress at a restaurant when right. you're at a beach place or a beach resort.
Closed-toed usually.
Yeah, usually, but there's like, it's still pretty casual. Like what I found is there's like, and this sounds so terrible, but there's like resort wear
right.
that you can wear to a nice place at a resort, but it's not like a nice place in New York City.
Yeah. Like you don't want to wear Tommy Bahama to, I can't even think of a nice place in New York, but you could as resort wear.
Yeah. But what it basically was, I had a predicament in that I never feel like I have the right shoes down there. Mm-hmm. I have my flip flops
right.
for the pool. And then
your
I have
winter
like
moon boots.
My New Balance, my walking shoes or whatever.
Sure.
And neither one of those feel right at a restaurant like that. So I got some Olukai, sort of resort wear shoes.
Okay, nice. Are they like woven and kind of like docksiders, or are they like topsiders?
These are sort of topsider-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Not woven, but then I also got a pair of those like woven sandals that are kind of nice that you could wear into a restaurant.
I am not going to a resort anytime in the planned future, but I was at Nordstrom and saw that they had Sperry topsiders on sale, and I was like, I'm getting those because they're a bargain, and I'm going to put them to use someday. So I'm ready
nice
to go
throwback.
With the resort wear shoes.
I love it. We should meet up in the Bahamas. It's very nice down there.
Let's. And I'll be like, nice shoes, and you'll say, nice shoes. Let's go get some Amaro.
Oh, no, not down there.
No.
No, you could drink some rum or something.
Okay, we'll do that instead.
Okay.
That's it, right, Chuck?
Yeah, we successfully padded this one out to 12 minutes.
Well, since Chuck said we padded, that means Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.